KX93.5. I'm Tyler Russell. It's 5:30 on the third Monday of the month, which means I come on the air to feature Jordan Vilwalk, the emergency management coordinator of the Laguna Beach Police Department. And we talk about emergency preparedness here in Laguna Beach. We've talked about what to do in preparation of making a plan, making an emergency kit. We've talked about the CERT class locally. We've talked about earthquakes, including the impending Big One earthquake. Last month, we had on Police Chief Laura Farinella, the new police chief of Laguna Beach. And this is our fourth installment. Good morning, Jordan. How are you? Or morning. It's evening.
Great. Thanks.
So used to being on the morning show. So this is a really important thing for Lagunans to be aware of in just every aspect of emergency preparedness. Today, we're talking about a specific natural disaster.
Correct.
What is that?
We're going to talk about flood preparedness.
And, you know, this is something that's hit Laguna Beach before. Should we start by talking about kind of the past that Laguna has experienced in flooding?
Absolutely.
Sure.
I think we learn a lot from our history, and especially what's happened in Laguna Canyon specifically with the flooding.
Go ahead. What was the last major one in 2010?
2010 was a huge flood that obviously impacted our downtown businesses, residents, and all the canyon residents too. It was a pretty significant disaster that we had, which is why it's listed as our number two hazard for the city in our emergency operations plan.
And what is number one?
Number one would be wildfires.
Okay. And just remind people, you know, I had just moved to Laguna like a year later, so I wasn't around for that. What happened?
There was a ton of flooding. There was a backup in the channel that came into Laguna Canyon. The water, or all the soil, was saturated with water in the canyon, which caused for when we had the significant downfall. It had been raining, I think, for 4 or 5 days, and then there was a significant amount of rain that came all at once that caused the flooding.
Right.
And it impacted the channels and then overflooded through Broadway and, you know, impacted a lot of businesses downtown.
So the reason we're talking about that history and this particular subject of flooding is it's an El Nino year this year.
Correct.
And then we could see some really heavy rainfall toward the end of the summer going into the fall. Talk about what that means.
Well, it means that it's going to be very wet for Southern California. Last week, the NOAA, National Weather Service, came out and gave an advisory that it is an El Nino year, and they stated that there's a 90% chance that it will continue through the fall, and then an 85% chance that it will continue through the beginning of 2016.
Do you have any data on like how much rainfall we could see?
It really depends, but it's just supposed to be wetter than a normal season.
Right, which is a blessing given the drought that we've been having, but I imagine it's important to be prepared for this.
Yeah, they also went a step further to say that you don't want to think that the drought's going to be over with because we have a lot of water. With an El Nino season, it's going to be definitely warmer, so it's going to be like a tropical rain. So it won't get up into the mountains and have the snow that will lead us through the next summer when there's not that much rainfall. So, you know, we still have to be conservation-wise for water.
Yeah,
sure that we don't waste it.
Always, right?
Always.
Yeah, we need it. We're getting something. We're getting a gift here that we don't want to waste.
Absolutely.
Okay, so should we jump into the best ways to prepare for a flood if it were to happen again in Laguna?
Absolutely. The first thing, if you're going to build a new home, we typically try to say to avoid building on a floodplain if possible. I know that might be tough in some parts of wherever you're building or where your property is. But the first thing, like we've talked about before, is to build a kit. You want to make sure that you have the essentials and your go bag, that you're able just to grab them in the case that you do flood, that you're able to bring your material with you and leave.
Okay, and what sorts of things should be in your flood kit?
Everything. Well, it's just your emergency kit. So it's not specific to floods, but you want your typical 72 hours of food, your water. If you have a hand crank radio and flashlight, if you have a battery charger for your cell phone, some cash, flashlight, that would be the, you know, very basics.
Could we have the same types of problems in a flood as we might in an earthquake where power is out and communications are disrupted and that sorts of thing?
Yeah, definitely. It can impact the electricity depending on where the flooding is. If it takes down transformers, you could see that as well.
Okay. Might it not be as severe as during an earthquake?
Probably not, because usually it will be localized.
Right. Okay. Again, we're in with Jordan Vilwalk right now talking about flood preparation as part of our emergency preparedness segment here on KX93.5. And I should mention, this is a interactive text-in segment, and you can text us anytime at 715-5936 if you have any specific questions about flooding, flood prevention, what to do during a flood. We'll get to all that we can, but if you have any specific questions, again, that's 715-KXFM. You can text in to interact with us in studio. So more on preparation for flood?
Yeah, absolutely. You also want to have a family communication plan. This is a free download PDF file that you can find on the internet under FEMA. And here you just want to make sure that you list your out-of-town contact, any work information, a neighborhood meeting place for you and your family, maybe a regional meeting place if all of Laguna Beach is impacted, where you're going to go, school information. Also list down your family medical contacts and everybody's social security numbers and date of birth and such if anyone needs that, if they're missing or something more that you can be able to have this information accessible for the authorities if necessary.
And that's a sheet of paper that you would want your kids to carry with them, right?
Well, no, this would probably really go with your emergency kit.
Okay.
So if you were to grab it, you have all this. They also go a step further. There is an app called... I'm blanking right now on it. I believe it's Ready OC.
Okay.
The Ready OC app, you can download it and you can actually put all this information under there in the file. So it would be kept on that app so that you can have that a little bit easier.
And I imagine that works offline in the event of a disaster.
Correct. And then you can also have it password protected and then you don't have to worry about having a sheet of paper and you can update it as it changes if necessary.
As far as flood prevention and what areas are more in danger because of flooding, you know, is it just common knowledge that if you live lower, closer to Coast Highway, you're in more danger? People higher up, I mean, how do you know if your home is in danger?
Well, there is some common sense involved as well, but you can also go online and see what the flood plans are too.
Okay.
And especially if you're doing homeowners insurance, they typically look into the flooding. I know it's a different insurance, flood insurance sometimes, but they can tell you if there's an impact based on your parcel.
Right. Okay. Should you address maybe what downtown businesses should do in the event of flood prevention since they were most affected last time?
Yeah, definitely. In 2013, the city of Laguna Beach implemented a flood-proofing contingency device requirement for the downtown businesses and residents that are in that impact zone. And it started with 180 properties. So 180 properties had to get the flood contingency device installed and then also inspected by code enforcement. Now they've done 171. There's only 9 left on our list that has to go through and get signed off.
Okay. And are there specific things they should be doing right now?
No, not right now. Basically, they have to have this device. We have it built into our Alert OC system, the mass notification system. So if we know that there's weather that's impending that we need to alert them, or we think that the water levels that we also monitor on our weather monitoring system in the city, if they get to a certain level, we can activate the system that will notify just those businesses in the area and tell them to go ahead and put up their floodgates.
Okay, so are they all equipped with floodgates?
That's the requirement. That's the device, is that they have to have the floodgates.
Got it. Okay. For any business owners listening, is there a place they should go if they have not fulfilled these requirements yet?
Yeah, they can talk to our code enforcement division here at the police department. Their number is 949-497-0301, and that's where they can call, and then they can talk with a code enforcement representative that would be able to lead them in the right direction to which ones to use, which ones maybe not to use, and then also set up that inspection if they are switching it out or need to put one in.
Okay. Anything else on prevention before we maybe take a break and go to during a flood?
I think if you are in a floodplain and you know that you're having in that area, that you should probably try to elevate your furnace, your water heater, any electrical panels away from the water if possible. If you do live in that flood zone, make sure that they're high up as possible so they don't get impacted. But that's probably all we can touch on before the flood.
Okay. Again, Jordan Vilwalk in studio. This is our emergency preparedness segment. It's part of our public service and our grant to the city of Laguna Beach to make sure you are best informed and educated in the event of a major disaster. Again, you can text in at 949-715-5936. That's 715-KXFM, and we're going to play a song called Flood by Jars of Clay on KX93.5. All right, we're back on a Monday evening. I'm Tyler Russell on KX93.5, here for our special emergency preparedness segment. Jordan Vilwalk in studio, the Emergency Management Coordinator of Laguna Beach Police, and today we're talking about flood prevention and what to do during and after a flood in the event of that disaster happening in Laguna Beach. Jordan, let's talk about what to do during a flood, right?
Absolutely, yes, during a flood. So if your area is likely to flood, you should definitely prepare, which is what we just went over. One last thing that I forgot to leave out that's very important is that all of our fire stations do have free empty sandbags that you can go get. Sand can be purchased at a lot of locations, and some of them in Laguna Beach. You have Ganal Lumber. We have Home Depot in Laguna Niguel or Laguna Woods, and also Larry's Building Material. that you can bring your bags that are free from the fire departments down there, and then that's where you get the sand. Don't get the sand from the beach because you might get a fine as well with that.
Okay. So. Is that true of homes and businesses?
Yes.
Anybody can prepare.
Anyone can go down there and get the bags that are out front of the fire stations, especially when weather is impending. And if you have a known area that floods or a special area of your house or a property that does, you can go prepare by getting these filled early and have them on hand so you can go ahead and put them in place before it happens.
And let me ask what may seem like a dumb question to some. What do you do with those sandbags when you have them?
What do you do with them?
Where specifically should you put them?
I mean, that's a good question. You definitely want to put it probably where the water is coming from to prevent it to get to the low-lying areas.
Okay.
So if you're blocking a drainage or somewhere where a lot of water will flow, that maybe overflow into a certain area, if you could block off that to seal it off to prevent the water from getting into areas where it shouldn't.
All right. Let's jump to what you should do during a flood if it were to happen.
Definitely. You want to make sure that you listen to the radio or television channels to make sure that you get all the updates. Also, make sure you have your phone numbers and contact information in Alert OC because that's where we will pass this information through. So you definitely want to be informed. Make sure that you are aware of the flash flooding if it is occurring in your area. If there's any possibility for a flash flood, you want to make sure that you move to higher ground immediately and don't wait for instructions from the authorities. Make sure you go ahead and act right away. Make sure you be aware of a stream or drainage channels, canyons, or other areas that are known to flood suddenly so that if there is a flash flood that you know to act right away. And you also must be prepared to evacuate if the following happens. Make sure you can secure your home. If you have time, bring in your outdoor furniture, move essential items to an upper floor perhaps to get them out of the way. Want to make sure you can turn off your utilities at the main switches or valves if instructed to do so from the authorities. Make sure you know where those are so you can go ahead and act right away and turn them off. That could mitigate other disasters that might happen because of the flood.
In the event that you're encouraged to go to higher ground, or maybe you take it upon yourself to go to higher ground because you realize that your area is being flooded, you would need to drive in most circumstances. Mm-hmm. So you would probably have to avoid certain areas when driving as well.
Correct. You definitely don't want to drive in any water impacted areas because even a little bit of water, I believe they say 6 inches to a foot, can cause really dangerous conditions and can actually take the cars right and sweep them down the street.
Has that ever happened in Laguna Beach?
I believe it probably would have in the 2010 flood. But
right, people
there
were safe.
There were a couple instances where we had to do rescues where people did have to get onto the roofs of their cars to seek refuge.
Wow, okay.
And that is one of the things that if you do need and you are trapped in your vehicle, you want to go ahead and stay in the vehicle if possible. But if the water is rising in the vehicle, that you want to go ahead and seek refuge on the roof.
Okay.
So if that does happen.
Climb out your window.
Correct.
All right. If you encounter a large puddle or a lake, whatever, that you can't drive through, is it safe to walk through that or no, in no circumstance?
Yeah, definitely not. Because then you become a victim, and depending on the call volume and what's going on around the city, there could be a delay in getting rescuers to you. So definitely don't want to put yourself in that position, if at all possible.
So worst case scenario, if you become trapped, you can't continue in your car, you can't go backward, you can't go forward, your roof is the safest place
definitely
to
be. Definitely the highest point that you can get to.
Okay. Absolutely. What else on during a flood?
After you turn off utilities, if you have to leave your home, make sure that you do remember some evacuation tips, and that's not to walk through moving water like we just talked about. A simple 6 inches of moving water can make you fall. It can bring you down the channel. Depends on how fast the water is moving. Use a stick to check the firmness of the ground in front of you if possible, if there is impacted by water, and also to see how deep it is because you might not be able to see the bottom to know how far down it is. We don't want you to drive into flooded areas. If floodwaters rise around your car, definitely abandon your car or get on the roof before it gets swept away. And make sure that you don't camp or park your vehicle along streams, rivers, or creeks, particularly during the threatening conditions.
In general, is it fairly safe to be inside your home during a flood?
As long as you're not in a low-lying flood area, yes.
That's right.
Not a flood, yeah.
Do you have any maybe specific streets? This may be a difficult question. In Laguna, that you are known low-lying flood areas?
Well, I think we can go by our history. I think I'm safe saying that Laguna Canyon would be one of them. There is flood areas that are there. Although that 100-year flood plain has changed significantly since then. It doesn't impact as much as it used to, but typically homeowners know in low-lying areas that there are certain areas that will flood a little bit more, and individuals probably know which areas those are.
Great. I'm going to go to a question because we have one via text. Again, this is our emergency preparedness segment with Jordan Vilwalk from the Laguna Beach Police Department. We do this the third Monday of every month. And you can text in your questions about flood preparedness today. That's our topic. 715-KXFM. It's 715-5936. So someone said, hi, Jordan and Tyler, are there different siren sounds for different emergencies?
The city of Laguna Beach actually doesn't have a siren here in the city. What you might hear sometimes is the siren that is in Dana Point, because that's part of the emergency planning zone for SONGS, or San Onofre Nuclear Generating Station.
Okay.
So we don't have an alert sound that would go out and broadcast to our citizens of some type of disaster. So there isn't a sound, and we don't have any.
There were some historic sirens that were in Emerald Bay recently,
yes.
Right? Weren't they taken down?
They finally were. Those used to sound when they would have a call for service, because they're a volunteer fire department that's in there.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever they would get a call, they would sound the sirens so that those volunteers could respond to the station and then go to the call.
Got it. Again, anybody can text in their questions, whatever you want, to 715-5936. So do we have more on during a flood?
Nope, that pretty much covers the during the flood.
Okay, great. Let's go to a song.
All right.
And we'll come back and talk about after flood recovery. Again, this is KX93.5, our emergency preparedness segment. I'm Tyler Russell here in the evening for our emergency preparedness segment. We've got Jordan Vilwalk in studio talking about what to do before, during, and after a flood. We've got a few minutes left. So do we want to touch base on after a flood, when kind of everything is calm again, what you should expect?
Well, you should probably expect trying to figure out what your damage is so that you can correctly report that to your insurance companies. That would probably be my only sense of advice here, especially after the flood's gone.
Okay. Now, there are several alert systems that you should be subscribed to. One is our radio station. Please have that on your dial, on your car, or in your home, because we will still be broadcasting in the event of a major power outage in Laguna, and we will provide all the necessary information. But your phone can be a very useful tool.
Absolutely. Like we've talked about before, Alert OC is going to be our means to communicate with our citizens in the event of disaster. So make sure you go on alertoc.com, add your cell phone numbers, your text numbers, your email addresses, any phone number you have where we could reach you to let you know of this disaster. We already have your landline phone numbers in there because of the 911 system. However, we want all your phone numbers because you might not be home during this notification.
Okay.
So that's one way we can contact you. Another example that we could use is kind of like the Amber Alert system. It's called a wireless emergency alert. Depending on the significance of the incident, we could activate the wireless emergency alerts, and that would go to everyone's cell phones, just like you get the Amber Alerts, and you can get that information. So that would hit all the people that are in a certain area, depending on the cell towers that we're able to hit, to let them know of the disaster. So even if you're out here from New York vacationing, if you have a cell phone that's close range to that tower, it will make that activation and send that alert. Usually that's for really, really, really significant events, not really small localized flooding, but it could be of use.
Great. And we have one more question. Can you review once more, Jordan, where people can get sandbags in Laguna Beach?
Absolutely. Sandbags can be, you can pick them up at any of the four fire stations. There's one downtown, one off of Agate, one at Top of the World, and also one in South Laguna off of Second. You can go down there, get the sandbags, and you can bring those bags to, there's four businesses that are listed on our city website, Ganal Lumber in the Canyon. You have Home Depot in Laguna Niguel and also in Laguna Woods, as well as Larry's Building Materials. You can purchase sand there and fill up your sandbags there.
Great. Thank you, Jordan Vilwalk, Emergency Management Coordinator for Laguna Beach Police Department. This has been our emergency preparedness segment that we do one Monday every month. You can find all of these podcasts online as well at kx93.5.com. And we'll see you next time for more on preparing for an emergency here in Laguna Beach.